Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
You amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and incredibly sexy people. Okay, we're going to have a fast show because I've got a lot to share with you and I want to get to a lot of callers. There's stuff we need to get to, and I'm going to tell you exactly what the channel said to me. The spring off for this whole discussion this morning is, of course, loving ourselves, which is the basis of everything. But it's loving ourselves to know that we are the authority. There's a lot of false authority stuff going on in our world right now, not the least of which is this is the cold and flu season. So I'm asking you, again, to realize that you must look away from the illusion of what seems to be reality and to create yourself. So does the media and does a germ have the authority over your divine I am presence? I want you to really ask yourself if you have that belief going on. Does the illusion of, oh my God, taxes are going up and there's not going to be as much money, does that have more authority over your own divine I am presence? Because if you believe it does, as you believe, it's going to be delivered to you, and a lot of you are seeing that right now. Do you understand, again, this came out during the last webinar around cancer, and the channel said, you're being sold a bill of goods, and you are believing that you need to buy them. You are giving your authority to a false god as opposed to your own creation. Do you love yourself enough to create yourself in health and wealth and happiness and divine relationships this year? That's what we want. That's what we're committed to, period. Now, the second thing they gave me, and this is, of course, all leading up to the webinar on empowerment that happens this week. If you got the e-blast, you can sign up from there. Okay, you can sign up on the website. You are not going to want to miss this because this is the beginning of what 2013 is all about. Is empowerment, and empowerment through love, especially the love for yourself. And they're calling it, of course, the power of one. Now, we are training our brains, as you know, to think and expect in a new way. What they said to me is, we are to claim and direct the linkage in our brain that remembers that we are the authority. So we are all coming forward no matter what time or when you hear this recording. If it's 5 years from now, I want you to direct your brain to connect and ignite the linkage within it that remembers the authority that it is. According to my channel, if I tell you and you do this, and you take it to one other person and share it with them, and they take it to one other person, we have reached the 100th monkey. And then everybody can shift into empowerment. So I tell you, you tell someone else, you ask them to share it with someone else. Tell your brains to remember the authority that you have over your own creation. Okay, let's go over it again. Tell your brain to remember that you have the authority over your own creation. That's what we're passing on. Okay? Because, guys, we are attracted to what we believe. And so, if there's a part of you that is going, oh my God, I get it, I sort of get it, but, you know, I don't have control over the creation of health and wellness in my body, then you will turn on the TV at exactly the same time that they're talking about the flu, quote-unquote, epidemic. You've got to get that it starts with you. And so if you find that happening, then you have to know that there's a part of you that's not on board with being your own authority. And what do we want? We want to absolutely know, be clear about, be the experience of being our own authority and seeing it show up in our lives quickly. In this moment of now, it's done as soon as you order it. So I am the authority over my body. I direct my brain, my soul, my spirit, my heart, to be wellness. Now, the second thing that they're bringing in about that is the more joy you can bring into your life, the happier you stay. The more joy, so if I'm sick, the best thing I can take for sick is getting more joy. Where's my joy pill? Because, guys, there is a belief, literally, and that's what started all this out, this prevalent belief that we have that I can't get well without a pill. I have to have a pill. And we have been sold that bill of goods. You know, 100 years ago, they used to take garlic and lemon juice, and it was just fine. So you got to be aware. You've got to be aware, okay? And be diligent about creating yourself. Okay, I get to go to the callers, and that makes me happy. We're going to go to Patty first because I didn't get to you last time, baby cakes. Hi, what's up?
Hi, okay. I'm trying to get my business going, and I sit there and go, oh, I'm going to call that person, and just end up not doing it. And I want to know what's going on because I know what I want, but I'm not, I'm stopping myself because.
Well, then don't, Patty.
Okay.
And don't.
And my sister was going to, my sister was going to sign up, and it's like, okay, that hasn't moved forward. I was like, that gave me spring, but then, you know, like, oh, this is great. And then she hasn't signed up. And so.
Okay. So we're going back to the self-worth of Patty. When I say you're worthy to have this business be a success, I get a no.
Okay.
What I want you to know, Patty, is everything, every answer to every question you have is you knowing that you're worthy, you loving yourself.
Okay.
Every time I take your call, baby, that's what it goes back to. I'm checking it now. Is there anything higher? Okay. So every morning before you get out of bed, and I want the truth, are you doing this? Are you saying, okay, I am the God of Patty that absolutely knows and experiences her self-worth today. That's who I am, and that's the direction of my energy. Do you do that?
I do. I love myself unconditionally and talked myself off the ledge last week when I got it.
Good. Yeah, I get a yes on that. I get a yes on that.
I keep saying that.
Well, part of your definition of loving yourself is not feeling worthy. I want everybody to hear that. She just brought in a great gift for all of you, because many of us, and it goes way back into religion, guys. Many of us are taught that the way to love ourselves is to give ourselves up. And that, you know, the meeker and the milder and the less worthy we are, the more we enter the kingdom of heaven. That's not what the great masters said. That's never what they meant, and it's not true. The more you love yourself unconditionally as the God of you, the more you know that you have every right to receive the creation and the desires of your heart. We were told that. I am here to give you all the desires of your heart. I am, which means it's up to you. You have to claim your I am presence. Okay? So, self-worth,
just keep building
I am,
the muscle.
What, Patty?
Just keep building that muscle.
That's right. And self-worth and I am worthy are what they want you to focus on right now.
Okay.
I love myself, and because I love myself, I know that I'm worthy, and I love my self-worth, and I absolutely deserve to receive everything that I'm creating right now. Because there's an expectation, do you understand? You've given your authority away to fear, which most of us have in different aspects of our lives. You've given your authority away to fear. And I want you to take your authority back, people. You are the authority that's running your energy. And if through your authority you give your authority to fear or a lack of self-love or a lack of self-worth, then you are being perfect creators. You're just creating what you don't want. You understand?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. There's something else coming. There's something else coming in. Hold on. Jeez. But give me a song, please.
I want to hold your hand.
Yeah. Okay. Beautiful. Perfect. Hold your own hand, baby. Walk with yourself. Be the support. Let Patty be the support of Patty. Okay?
Okay.
That's brilliant. And we're all coming forward to claim that. I am the authority over my own energy and the creation of it. And I'm holding my hand in support as the God I am in the creation of that. And so it is.
Can I ask you one more question? It's about my dog.
Yes.
She is scratching and itching like crazy, and it's worse than ever. And I was wondering if there's anything I can do, you know, to help her.
You know, I have to go to something here because somebody asked about an animal on Monday's show, and
yes.
I can feel my energy pull back, and I don't know what that's about.
Okay.
And, you know, I use myself to teach you. So, it's like what comes up for me is, really, do I do animals? So I want to know what that's about because that's what all the animal questions are about. So we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love. Jeez. But give me a song.
Michelle.
What?
Michelle by the Beatles.
Tell my bell. These are things that go together. I will say The only words I know. Okay. All right. Well, this is interesting. So all the animals are coming forward. This is a true statement. I'm asking the right question. I received the right information. I'm understanding it in the highest way. Yes. And those of you that are learning to channel out there, you just heard what I went through to check myself. Okay, so basically the animals are all coming forward in different ways to say, okay, can you love yourself more? So I'm going to go to my dog, Savannah, who licks herself constantly. Somebody happened to say at New Year's Eve, that's a yeast infection. I want to know what a yeast infection stands for. I'm teaching you guys how to do a little bit of the work here. Song, movie. Okay, the first movie that came in for me is Shawshank Redemption. So, my dog, through her consistent licking, and your dog, through her consistent scratching, is saying to us, quit focusing on fixing everything, on redeeming yourself. There's nothing to redeem, guys. There's only to love yourself and create. I'm getting that that's the highest thing. So when your energy shifts around fixing yourself, and, of course, I'm not a doctor, and I'm certainly not a veterinarian. So, you know, she could have allergies that have been created from picking up this energy of redemption.
Now, it's interesting that you said that about the yeast, because I actually think that there's too much sugar in my body, too.
Okay. Well, there's probably just about everybody could say that. You know? So, yes, we're supposed to be, all right, so what's the basis of yeast? Again, they're saying redemption. It throws off the masculine, feminine, and child, and the masculine takes over. Now, that's interesting. The masculine takes over. The power takes over, but not in a positive way. We either get aggressive or we get submissive and shut off our power if we're in the female body. And that's what causes the overgrowth of the yeast energetically. And there's something else. Hold on. Sheets, first sheet, 1-5. In the ionosphere and beyond, okay. So we're clearing that. No, we're balancing this and claiming the balance of the masculine, feminine, and child energy from our very core out to all ionospheres beyond and back again, back into our core. That's what we get bounced back to us as a balance of mass and feminine and child energy, and so it is. That's the answer to your questions, baby. Holy hell.
Thank you so much.
I guess. Thank you, Patty. That was a lot to bring in there. Woohoo! Okay, thanks, baby. So remember, everybody, our intention here is to connect with the highest information and knowledge from the world of all and unlimited possibilities with the highest understanding possible. It's our commitment to serve ourselves, others, the world, the universe, and the atmosphere in that way. And so it is. All right, Susan, what's up?
Hey, I was wondering. Now, I've been working on the color orange because I have been told some time ago from Jared, for instance, and also Gene, that I have been, there's been something going on with my sacral chakra and to work on that. So I've been working on that, you know, opening it up. And Jared said, you know, to just use the golden light to get out any gunk. And then Gene, just on her Tuesday show, said that there was something genetic with the issue with my mother, and to open up my work on my orange chakra. And I was just wondering what's going on, because I thought I had that all cleared out. So I was going to ask you.
But again, Susan, the channel is saying, we're not going there with you. We're not going to what's going on or what's wrong or what do you want? See,
I
we're
want
not
to be all,
so
yeah, I want
people
to be
will bring
out.
You hold, no. No.
No.
No. All right. If I have 500,000 fears about money, do I have to find every single fear before I can move on?
I understand.
That's what we
okay.
did last year.
Okay. Don't focus on yet.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it. Okay,
so
okay.
What
okay.
you want, it's your third chakra?
Second.
Okay, my third chakra is balanced and filled with light and is its own knowingness and its own authority of the power that I am. However you want to say it, say what you want, because you haven't yet. You haven't until this moment when...
That's what I want.
Yes. And that is retraining your brain how to say what... look, guys, and this is coming through the channel, and the words are, I promise you exponentially that if you train yourself to do this, your lives will change miraculously.
Right. In fact, I should listen to my own words. I'm just writing about that in the book that I'm writing. I'm changing my words saying... You shouldn't keep saying what you don't want because that's what you create.
Yes, and I find that in many of the books that I reread or when people quote my books on a show, and I go, holy hell, I really should listen to me more. And yes, you're right, because you are the authority.
Yeah, I had another question real briefly, and I wanted to find out, this is kind of technical, but I wanted to find out if electrical equipment is effective around my spiritual work, like in my meditation room and bedroom, and if any kind of electrical thing, like my computer and TV, does that have any effect on doing
only
my...
Only if it does.
Only again if you believe.
Only if you believe it does. If
oh,
you reach,
they got it.
If you reach up and identify with that belief, then it's yours. You
I got
are
it.
Pretty, yeah, I get that you do. And you helped everybody else
it.
Get it, too. So we're
okay,
playing.
Yeah, I got it. I got to keep myself all the time on these things. Yeah, I do.
Okay. So good.
Okay.
That's what we're doing, is getting clarification about how to be the authority that keeps our brains in alignment around what we want. What do I want? What I want? What I want? That's what I claim. That's what I commit to. All right, baby.
So can your guys like touch in with like what the content of my book is? Do they have any words of? I'm sure.
What do you want, Susan? What do you want to know? Is your book good? Is that what
I
you
think
want to know?
My book is great.
Okay, then you don't have to ask the question, do you?
No, it is.
Okay.
Fantastic.
If you want to talk to your channel, then talk to your channel and go, because that's what I do. I go, okay, so I finished the chapter. Is there, are there any changes? No. Are there additions? I get yes from my book, but I knew that. So ask. They'll tell you. God will tell you.
Yeah.
Because your authority is saying, I have the authority to ask, and I will receive the information.
Yeah. In fact, I just, when you said authority, I thought, oh, I got to put that word right into my book, that word authority. And it fits right into one of the paragraphs in my book. So
Yes, that's what you're supposed to add, because that's what you're supposed to know.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Okay. I love you.
That I love you too. Thanks for calling in.
All right.
All righty. We're going to Alicia in California. Hi, you're on.
Hi, I love you, and I can't believe the topic today because
Oh, I bet it's just what you need, right?
It is. I was on my walk this morning, and for several weeks since you've been directing me to, you know, do certain actions and phrase and whatnot, I've been having this heaviness in my chest and my heart. And I'm one of these people that, because I don't have the money, I tell my body, you're not allowed to get sick. So all last night I was going, okay,
Lisa, stop.
What?
I want you to rephrase that in a positive direction.
Oh, I'm choosing health and vitality.
Thank you. Do you see the difference, everybody? I mean, sometimes I talk to my body and go, really? You know, I don't need this. We don't need this. So I'll be more love. I'll be more joy. And you can just dissipate now. Thank you very much for reminding me. You know? Okay, so go on. Tell me where you were going with all this. But that was an important thing for us to tweak, okay?
Yeah.
What we want. All right, go ahead.
And I've been trying to even be a gentle parent and saying, okay, I'm ready to embrace it. You can relax. And the tension, it feels like someone has pressure on my lungs and my heart, and up until today, I haven't been able to take even a halfway decent inhalation. And
okay,
I thought, there's got to be energetic. Mm-hmm.
Alicia, what do you want?
Yes. I want health and vitality. I want to breathe deeply. I want to relax. I want peace and comfort. I don't want this tension.
Okay, good. So you're stating what I want. Are you committed to that?
Yes.
Okay, I get a no.
Well, I think because it hasn't subsided, I keep going, okay. No, what I want is.
Okay, so hold on, I'm going to try. I knew, I was told to open it to this page, and I went, well, why? And they said, you'll find out. All right, so listen, I'm reading from Money and the Law of Attraction by Esther and Jerry Hicks. But
mm-hmm.
this applies to exactly what you're talking about and to a big conversation I'm having with my elder brother. Everybody listen. Stop doing the dishes and listen. The reason that more things do not change more quickly in your society today is because most people are giving their attention predominantly to what is. In order to affect change, you must look beyond what is. It slows you down tremendously if you need to see evidence of something before you believe it, because that means you have to wait for someone or something to create it before you can believe it. But when you understand that the universe and the law of attraction will respond to your imagined idea as quickly as it responds to an observed idea, then you can move quickly into new creations without having to wait for someone or something to accomplish it first. So we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love, and now there's even a higher piece of information coming. But that is so true, guys. You know, we're waiting for the world to change, and then we'll believe. It works the other way. We're going to the sheet, first sheet, second sheet, third sheet. Okay, well, hang on. I'm on my cell phone because I'm out of town and I only have one hand to work with here. Hang on. Oh, this is a good show, guys. You're bringing in good stuff here, powerful stuff, which doesn't surprise me since empowerment's coming up. All right, going to 1 through 5, 1, 2, yes. Okay, it's all about our hara line.
Yeah.
As you know, your hara line is the line that keeps you in your knowing. Right now, yours is all functified, Alicia. You're not in your knowing, again, that you are the authority that creates your own life. So we're all coming together to direct our horror line to be straight, strong, and through the ID point in the knowingness that I am the highest answer. I am the authority. I am the authority over my money, my energy, my health, my wellness, my relationships, my life, and my world. I am the authority. We're directing the horror lines of our brains. Oh, that's interesting. To know this consistently and forever, we're claiming the new statement and the masculine, feminine, and child statement, which implants that in our brains. And so it is. Now, that's why you called in, to bring all this in for all of us and tie it in, okay, to staying in our knowing. So, in other words, this is how you create and uncreate within moments, guys. All right, I'm wellness. I'm telling my body, you know, you're well. Oh, it's not well. So, I guess it didn't work, and so that's where my intention is right now. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then you uncreate, and then you come back and go, look, you know, I want wellness in my body. 2 hours later, nothing, because you don't really believe it, that you're the authority, and then you go, well, see, I'm not, because it didn't happen. And that's kind of the cycle of creation and uncreation that we go through. And we go through it sometimes instantaneously, Alicia. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm not going to identify with the illusion. What do I want? I want my head to feel great. My chest breathes the breath of life deeply and easily. That's who I am. Now, body, I know that you know. So, breathe deeply. Do whatever you have to do to breathe deeply. Now, I am not a doctor. I would never tell you not to see a doctor while you are doing your own work. Do you understand?
Oh, absolutely. I know this is energetic stuff. There's not a doubt in my brain.
Energetic stuff. If it's not cleared up consciously or addressed, mm-hmm. you know, and focus into the positive, it can drop down into physical things. And when you get to the energetic, then you absolutely can heal the physical things, and sometimes you might need some assistance on this plane.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love you. Thank you. I want my life to be easy and breezy, and I'm going there.
Okay, so my life is easy and breezy, and I breathe really deeply around that.
Yeah.
And so it is. Thank you, darling.
Thank you, my love.
Bye. I am loving this show. We're getting to good stuff here. All right, Elizabeth in California. Whoops. I pushed the wrong thing. I hope. If I lose you, Elizabeth, call back.
Okay.
Nope, there you are. Hi.
Hi.
How are you, baby?
How are you? Oh, hi. Good. How are you?
Yeah, good.
Sorry.
It's really noisy.
I know. It's the dogs yet again. I have a big audition today, and I just wanted to ensure that I go in with confidence and commitment and 100% knowing.
Okay, so are you the authority of that?
Yes.
Okay. But you haven't directed that yet.
Okay.
You want it. But you haven't literally, kind of stepped outside of yourself
uh-huh.
and as yourself, you know, holding your own hand, as someone else brought in earlier in the show.
Okay.
You've got to step outside of yourself, hold your own hand, look at yourself and go, Elizabeth,
uh-huh.
I am and you are the authority around this.
Okay.
You know, I'm giving my self the authority to go into this audition in power, in love, and in total knowing.
Okay.
They're saying, directed in clay mail, yeah. They're saying, be sure, as they're calling your name to come
mm-hmm.
in, that
yeah.
you open your heart.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, this sounds really silly, but this is
okay.
what they're showing me. And pinch yourself to bring yourself into your body.
Okay.
So that you're really present in your body.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love. Now, because you were my student, that's an interesting thing for you to understand, and I want to address this. To be in your body with an open channel.
Yes.
You don't leave your body to open your channel. You stay present
yeah.
in your body so that you're totally connected to the room.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
While your channel is wide open and you're channeling the character. And that's kind of exactly what we're doing on this plane in this lifetime.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything else? No, there's nothing else about the audition. There's something about another subject.
Okay.
Hold on. Jeez. Give me a movie.
Phantom of the Opera.
What?
Phantom of the Opera?
I'm sorry, I'm on a cell, Elizabeth, and you're on a speaker, I think, and I'm having a hard time understanding what you're saying.
Okay, I'm on my hands for you. I said Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, Phantom of the Opera. Okay. Let them see you.
Right.
You know,
okay.
You're the authority of going in and going here. This is, and the channel is saying, this is a message to everybody. Let the universe see you. This is who I really am.
Okay.
This is authentically who I am.
Right.
Own who you are just the way you look right now, because that's
yep.
what they want. And
yeah.
you have to know that that's what they want.
Yep.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay, it's all claimed. Everybody's done the work. Oh, you guys are good. All right, good luck, baby. Break a
Thank
leg.
Thank you. Thanks.
All right, we're going to Steve in New York.
Hey, Dee, how are you?
I'm good, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm great, actually. I actually did not get that commercial that I was on hold for, but for the first time I did not, yesterday I was sitting in a yogurt shop having a creme brulee hot chocolate, and instead of like any negative rampage, I found a new level of peace I never experienced before in my life.
And that's going to book your next commercial. And
yeah.
that's what I want everybody, you're bringing in such an incredibly important lesson here for everybody. Your reaction, guys, to what happens and your choice to stay in your knowing around it all creates the outcome that you want in the future. That's how you create in the moment of now. So good for you. And I'm sure that's why that came up on Monday's show,
right.
you know, so that we had an opportunity to talk about it.
Yeah.
Whether or not you got it or not, you are well on the way to the creation of the success that you are claiming. It's already done. Your order's in. The universe has heard it. So just know. Just stay in your knowing, Steve. That's your job right now.
The bliss is incredible. I'm sitting here feeling it right now. And, I mean, you know, I went to work on the scene for class after that. I went to work last night and had a thrilling night at work and with a great audience.
Wow.
And, you know, and it's just, wow. Thank you, Dee. And, you know, I can't I can't thank you enough. This is a whole new way of living.
Yes, it is. And that's the biggest gift, guys. That is the biggest gift, is that it's funny. It's whether you get the stuff or not, and that's what my next book is about, which almost is ready to go out as an ebook, I'm excited to say. But that's the beautiful enigma, is that whether you get the stuff or not, you get freedom and bliss in your life. And then, because you get freedom and bliss in your life, you get more of the stuff you want. And that's just the way it works. I just did the Wisdom Show this morning, and one of the beautiful hosts on there was sick, and the channel said the best thing to tell her about being well is be more joyful. And she said, oh, my God, that resonates with me so much. And by the end of the show, she was feeling a lot better. So, you know, just joy and love, joy and love, joy and love. And it's a choice, isn't it, Steve? You could have gone into the toilet. You could have gone into self-judgment. You could have beat up on yourself. You could have called them assholes. You could have gone to a lot of different places. And instead you went, no. You know, this is just a sign that I'm creating what I want, and I'm going to stay in my knowing, and I'm going to feel great, you know, about me. I'm going to keep creating. And it's a whole different perspective of life, isn't it, baby?
It is, and every time I find myself going in another direction, I invoke the formula and the statement and you know, the best and feminine child statement and direct my brain to another direction. I do it a gazillion times a day if I have to, but I keep, you know, pulling myself out. You know, I mean.
And it gets easier, doesn't it?
A lot easier. Now, a lot of times, you know, you feel good and you forget to hate a lot of stuff you used to hate. It's like, it's almost a joke, but it's really, it's a great joke, you know?
Yeah, you bet. And I can hear it in the vibration of your voice, and you just keep doing what you're doing, they're saying. Just keep doing what you're doing and stay in trust, Steve.
I am. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for that, bringing that beautiful thing to everybody. Thank you. Love you, baby.
I love you, Dee.
All righty. I don't have a name here, but we're going to 303725. Those are the first digits. Hi, you're on the air with me.
Hi, Dee. This is Robin.
Hi, Robin. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great, but I've got a question for you actors. So helpful to be following Steve.
Yeah.
So I'm creating from my imagination amazing things. One of them is I'm a psychologist who teaches the neuroscience. And,
oh, I love it.
And I put together these videos. So I did my first videotaping session, and I sucked. Oh, my God. I was so watching myself, listening to myself on video, put me in such reaction that I pulled the plug and
yeah,
I got a mic.
I can give you the answer, and I want you to know that this is for everybody out there. What she's bringing forward is a microcosm to how the universe works and how creation works. Any actor will tell you, if you're watching yourself, you're worried about the job you're doing, you're not present, you're not in your body, you're not there in the moment, and your intention is incorrect.
Okay.
Now, what I mean by that, and you didn't even know you were doing it, baby, so don't, you know, don't be down on yourself about this. What happened was you forgot that the reason you were doing it was to serve.
That's
you
probably
forgot,
true.
Yes, you forgot that, oh, my God, I get to take this and serve the world with all this amazing information. I am so passionate about this information that I have to serve the world with. And that's what they're saying. the power of one. I'm bringing this to you. You're taking it to somebody. You're asking them to take it to somebody. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Remember that it's about the passion of what we're doing, the passion of creation, the passion of I have information that can help you be happier and healthier and wealthier in your life. I have information that I want to share with you. And if it helps you to have a person stand behind the camera so that you literally can talk to them, just like you're talking to a client, that might be an easier way for you to do it. Because you have to remember that through that camera is a million particles of energy that you get to help shift and empower. And that's pretty exciting, isn't it, Robin?
But yes, I had no idea it would be as terrifying as it was.
But it's terrifying because all the attention is on you and not on the people out there that you want to share information with.
Absolutely.
And that is the secret of for any creative endeavor, and life is creation, is, no, I'm excited about sharing this with the universe. I'm excited about telling the universe, you know, I know I'm the authority. I know that I'm the creator. I'm excited. Look, this is the information. Every time I get ready to do a show, I'm just about beside myself because of the information I know that I'm going to get to share and that they're going to get to share with me.
Okay.
So when you approach your life and your business escaping from that view, then you take the off yourself, and the true intent makes it easy and effortless. Do you understand?
I do.
Okay.
I
hold
do.
On. There's really nothing else they're giving me, but it will help you to have somebody stand behind that camera so you're not talking into the camera.
Okay.
Make sure that they are sitting at exactly the same eye level as the camera.
Okay.
As close to the camera as they can get, but talk to them.
Talk to them. Okay.
Yes,
so don't pull the plug.
Oh, no, you've got too much to share. Now, while you're on here, there's something about the brain that you have and can share with us. And it's around this knowing that you're the authority and this power of one. So just allow yourself to hear the first piece of information that comes in that you can share with us around that.
Well, the first thing that came in was the beliefs in our subconscious mind, which run the show 98% of the time, are blocked out of your conscious mind, which is the medial prefrontal cerebral cortex, by any sort of fear or doubt. So,
well, if that
is, of course, pardon me?
Go ahead. That really sums everything up.
Yes, for what's blocking me.
Exactly.
Too.
So you're in fear and you're in doubt, and therefore the subconscious keeps running your life instead of your conscious life.
Absolutely.
Instead of your conscious mind. All right. So around us knowing, absolutely, the heart line straight, strong, and through the ID point, and us knowing that we are the one authority that creates our life consciously. The opposite of fear is love. We claim love. We claim knowing. Around all of that, we're invoking the symbol, I am divine love. We're claiming the new statement, and let me repeat it. I am one, happy, healthy, prosperous, whole. And that makes me happy. And it's easy and simple. And quiet and complete, now and consistently and forever. And so it is. See, We want our brains to know that when we know, that makes us happy. Because in the past, not knowing has made us happy. Okay?
Yes.
We're invoking the masculine, feminine, and child statement, telling our brains, know this consistently now. And so it is. Wow. That shifted a boatload of energy. Could you feel it shift in you?
I could.
Okay. So be present then around what you know. And you see the information that you just shared with us, how powerful that was for all of us, and how much you helped us shift our energy. That is what you want to remember that you're going into doing, right, in all of these other things.
Yes.
Okay? Okay.
Yes.
Anything
thank
else?
You so much.
Oh, thank you, baby. Thank you. Oh, my God. You guys are working together as one energy so amazingly on this show. All right. I have time for one more. It says nobody's here, but I bet somebody is.
So,
212-180. Are you there?
All right. I have time for one more. It says nobody's here, but I bet somebody is.
I'm here.
Hi, baby. Did you want to talk to me?
Yes.
Okay, good. What can I help you with?
Hang on. Oh, my computer.
Okay,
I just muted it. Okay?
Yeah, beautiful.
I'm not sure. It's Jenny, by the way. This is part of the theme going on, but I'm going to ask my question anyway.
Absolutely.
Okay. Sometimes I'm asked to do something or something is suggested to me and I have an instantaneous reaction that I really don't want to do it. But sometimes I never really know if I really don't want to do it or if I'm just in reaction, a knee-jerk reaction to the person or the situation. And sometimes I need some.
Okay, I have your answer. When you really don't want to do it, you're peaceful about it. And when you're in reaction and you're putting up your middle finger to them, then there's anger and guilt.
Yep.
Okay. So you can feel the difference, right? So let's say, I need to go to the grocery store. I really need to go to the grocery store. You know what? I just don't feel like going. I'm gonna eat whatever's here. I just don't feel like going.
Well, I'll give you an example, which happened today. I was asked to join in a project for something, and it's really not a project that interests me. But my boyfriend asked me to join in, and so I said I didn't say no, but. Internally, I said, I really don't want to do this because it's not really about me joining in the project. It's about me stepping in so that they have a secretary. And then I go back and I think, well, is that true or is it not true? I'm really confused.
Well, and Jenny, they're saying it's both true. And that's what happens when you get into your mind.
Mm-hmm.
So you're also switched. I want you to hold up a fist in front of your face, right in front of your face with your fingers facing you.
Mm-hmm.
On the count of three, you're going to bring your hand toward your face and pop your fingers open like a firework, okay?
Okay.
One, two, three.
Okay.
She unswitched. All right. When we're switched, we test backwards. I can feel it. I literally can feel the energy. And usually emotional things switches out. Like, as most of you know, I'm back here for my death memorial. And so a couple of times I got switched because of the emotional impact of what's going on here. The highest thing, because we're coming down to the last of the show, so I want to give you the highest thing for you to know and claim, okay?
We're going
to the first sheet, second sheet, hang on, I got to get there. going to this page, here, here. We're going to the genetic subject here. One, two, three. Okay, this is the highest thing, and oh my gosh, listen to this, you guys. This wraps it up, being the authority. We're going to genetic divine right destiny. Your highest divine right destiny is to know that you are the God of you. Okay? Mm-hmm. So when you know that you are the God of you, then you trust what you feel.
Okay.
Okay? So okay. Then you are free, do you understand, to go, you know, I don't feel like I really want to do this. And I love him, and he needs help, so I'm going to choose to do this. Instead of, well, I don't really freaking want to do this, and I feel like I have to do it because he's asking me to do it. Do you see the whole different perspective that you can move into?
Yep.
Okay. And that's the answer. There's really not a right or wrong. There is, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to choose to do it joyfully and happily and make it a choice. You understand?
Okay. Yep.
Okay.
I got
it. That's the answer.
Thanks
a lot. A perfect end to an absolutely freaking perfect show. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, guys. Please go to www.lettheshifthitthefan.com. You are going to want to see how much we're going to empower you and support you. Please join me for the empowerment 2-hour webinar where you can ask any question you want about your own power. Oh, my God. Love yourselves, and especially love yourselves after this show. You were amazing. I love you. I'll see you on Monday.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio, and on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.